Seal Test presents Seal Test Variety Theaters. Yes, it's Seal Test Variety Theaters, starring Dorothy L'Amour, Eddie Bracken, and our special guest, that manly menace of the movies, Dan Duryea, with Henry Russell in the orchestra and the Crew Chiefs Quartet. And here's our gal Thursday, the singing star of our show, Dorothy L'Amour.
Elvia. Oh, Elvia.
Yes, and what is it?
Did the dressmaker send over my new dress?
Oh, yes, it's right here in your closet.
Good. Help me with it, will you, please?
Yes, Miss L'Amour.
Did you have a good time on your day off yesterday?
Oh, simply wonderful. Herman took me to the beach.
Herman? That's a new one. What happened to Oscar, the fellow you were engaged to?
Oh, I don't go around with him anymore. He did something I didn't like.
What did he do?
He married another girl. Oh, but Herman's wonderful. Oh, you should see him. He's so manly looking. Do you know he's got a size 17 neck and the broadest shoulders and powerful arms and, oh, he weighs 220 pounds.
Oh, how tall is he?
4'2". You know, Herman isn't much of a swimmer, so I went in the ocean alone. Oh, and what an experience I had. I was swimming around when I was suddenly pounced upon by an octopus.
Oh, Elvia, that's awful.
Wait till I tell you. It wrapped all its 8 arms around my throat and squeezed and squeezed and squeezed.
Well, what finally happened?
I was never so thoroughly necked in my whole life. Your dress is all buttoned in the back.
Thanks, Elvia. How does it look?
Oh, simply gorgeous. By the way, who are you expecting over this evening?
Dan Duryea.
Dan Duryea?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love those cruel men. The better, the better. The better, the better. Humphrey Bogart. Give me Dan Duryea. Richard Widmark or Mortimer Creekbinder.
Who in the world is Mortimer Creekbinder?
Well, I don't know, but in my shape, I can't turn anyone down.
Oh, that must be Dan Duryea now.
I'll open the door.
Never mind. You'd better finish preparing dinner. I'll answer the door. Coming.
Hello, Dottie.
Eddie Bracken. So it's you.
Yeah, I was passing your house.
Well, why didn't you?
Well, Dottie, if I didn't know you as well as I do, I'd think you weren't glad to see me.
Well, to tell you the truth, I was expecting a man over.
What do I look like, a slice of salami or something?
I'm not saying, but you'd look awfully natural between 2 pieces of rye bread. Hmm. No, one didn't get me last, but it's all right, I tried.
Well, look here, Dottie. I'm not going to stand out here and be insulted.
Well, what are you going to do?
I'm coming inside.
Look, Eddie, we've been friends for years, and I wouldn't want to hurt you for the world. But I was expecting to spend the evening alone with Dan Duryea.
Dan Duryea? Dottie, you must be kidding. Do you mean to tell me you'd turn me down to be with Dan Duryea?
Frankly, yes.
Well, maybe there's some way I can reword that question. Oh, but Dottie, look, I don't want you to get the idea I'm not popular with women. Why, there are loads of girls in this town who keep chasing me.
Sure. They'd rather chase you than go out with you.
All right. Go ahead. Go on. Kid me. Go ahead. But I still don't know what's so wonderful about Dan Duryea.
Well, when I made my last picture, Manhandled, Dan and I played opposite each other, and I found him utterly charming.
Yeah. He's just another guy. I got a good mind to go down to the Brentwood Theater and see Manhandled and find out what's so great about him.
It's a good idea. I think you'll enjoy the picture.
Okay, lend me the money and I'll go down and see how this guy operates.
We get a big kick out of doing some of the good old sentimental tunes on Seal Test Variety Theater. Henry Russell, the crew chiefs, and I worked out an arrangement on a real good one this week. Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields wrote it back in 1933. Maybe you have a pleasant memory of the time when you first heard...
Don't blame me for falling in love with you. I'm under your spell. How can I help it? Don't blame me. Can't you see when you do the things you do? If I can't conceal the thrill that I'm feeling, don't blame me. I can't help it. If that doggone moon above makes me need someone like you, blame your kiss as sweet as a kiss can be. And blame all your charms that melt in my arms, but don't blame me. Blame your kiss as sweet as a kiss can be, and blame all your charms that melt in my arms, but don't blame me.
Like ice cream? Sure you do. But if you haven't tasted Seal Test, you just don't know how good ice cream can be. Dip into a dish of Seal Test old-fashioned coconut ice cream and you'll see what I mean. It's smoother, creamier tasting, and packed with flavor. The tangy, nut-sweet flavor of fresh coconut with lots of crunchy coconut bits for extra goodness. Your first delicious spoonful will tell you that Seal Test ice cream is better in every way. In rich, full flavor, in fine-grained texture, in pure goodness. So whenever it's ice cream you crave, stop at your Seal Test soda fountain and...
Get the best, get Seal Test.
As the scene opens, Eddie Bracken is at the movies seeing Manhandled. It is a gripping, hard-hitting whodunit. Eddie is watching tensely as Dan Duryea, at his meanest, is manhandling Dorothy L'Amour. Let's listen.
But you can't do this to me. You can't. You know I didn't take those jewels.
Yeah, kitten. I know it, and you know it. But the police don't know it.
But they will know it, because I'm calling the police right now.
That's it, Dottie. You tell him. Don't let him get away with it. I'm sorry, I...
You better get away from that phone, baby.
I won't.
You will.
She won't.
Look, kid, I hate to hit a lady, but if you insist...
You wouldn't dare.
Oh, no? Take that.
Hit him. He can't take it in the stomach.
Don't hit me again.
Now I'm taking you up on the roof. The cops figure you stole the ice. So when they close in, I'll make it look like you jumped off.
Put it down. Put it down, I tell you.
Will you stop jumping around?
Now, look what he's doing to Dottie.
I don't care what he's doing to her. You're sitting on my popcorn.
I thought the seats was awfully salty.
Help! Help!
Put it down. Put it down, I tell you.
I beg your pardon, sir. But as head usher, it's my duty to ask you to leave the theater.
Look, I paid my way in. I refuse to leave.
I beg of you, sir, please leave.
Not on your life.
Hey, look, sir, must I break your nose, knock out your teeth, and blacken your eyes, or will you go?
Well, as long as you ask nicely, I'll go.
Hey, taxi!
Yes, sir. Oh. Where to?
701 Citron Street. Make it fast.
Yes, sir. If you don't mind my saying, you look worried. What's the matter?
My girlfriend is in great danger. She's home now with a guy who's a ruthless killer. I gotta get there before anything happens to her, that's all.
Well, what are you gonna do when you get there?
I'll break down the door. I'll jab him with my left, and I'll give him the old 1-2 with my right.
Is this guy big?
Very big. Then I'll give him an uppercut with my right, and I'll...
Is he strong?
Yeah, very. And then I'll do some jujitsu. Yeah, I'll throw him over my shoulder, and I'll toss him on
the
floor.
Does he carry a gun?
I'll all the time. I'll get killed.
You know, if I were you, I wouldn't be so anxious to tangle with that guy.
But what'll I do? I gotta protect that girl. I can't leave her there at his mercy.
Well, look, buddy, for your information, there are fellas around town who could take care of a guy like that for you.
You mean I should hire some thug to fight my battles for me?
Yeah, that's right.
Why, that would be unsportsmanlike. It's unfair. It's cowardly. Wouldn't make me a rat. Where can I find such a guy?
You see that pool room down the street?
Yeah.
Well, usually standing in front of that pool room is a fellow known as Charlie the Fix.
Ah.
Now, he's a guy who could...
Hey, are you Charlie the Fix?
I do not happen to be H.V. Kaltenborn. What is it I can do for you?
Well, I need help right now. A sweet girl I know is at home, all alone with a real bad guy. A guy who kills people, robs, slugs women.
What's so bad about him?
Look, I'm desperate. I must protect that girl, and then if I go there alone, he's liable to kill me. You must help me.
Well, I am of the opinion that I could take care of the gentleman of whom you speak, yeah? How would you like I should deliver his head to you in the morning?
Oh, no.
What's the matter? You don't expect to be home in the morning?
Look, I don't want to be involved in a murder.
Well, okay. Why don't you make yourself clear? You do not wish any violence to befall this character. All that you want I should do is to maybe give him a gentle warning, huh?
Well, that's right.
Okay, I'll break both his legs.
Oh, no. Look, you got me wrong. All I want you to do is go along with me, and I'll go in, and you wait outside, and if the going gets rough, I'll call you in. Now, I hope we get there in time.
It's a big problem, Dottie. I'm telling you, I don't know what to do.
Oh, I don't get it, Dan. What's really troubling you?
Well, it's those parts they give me to play in every picture. I refuse to play a stinker again.
But you play those tough, mean parts so convincingly. You're so great at them.
That's just exactly it. Playing those parts causes a terrific conflict within me. Those mean, tough guys aren't me. They're not like the real Dan Duryea.
Well, what's the real Dan Duryea like?
Don't let this get around, will you?
No.
But I'm tender and sympathetic. When I was a child, while the other kids were tearing wings off flies and tying tin cans to dogs' tails, do you know what I was doing?
What?
I was snitching pieces of cotton from Dad's long underwear and helping a little sparrow build his nest.
Oh, how tender.
Yes, and he was the only sparrow on the block with a nest that had a trap door in the back.
And to think that that child grew up to murder people and slug women in movies.
Why, when I was a Boy Scout, I was the only boy in the troop to get a merit badge for curtsying. Since I've been in Hollywood, I've become a social outcast.
Is it really that bad?
Is it? When kids see other movie actors, they run for an autograph. When they see me, they run for a cup.
Oh, I think you're being overly sensitive.
No, Dottie, no, I'm not. Even animals are afraid of me.
Oh, go on.
No, really. I've got a Great Dane. And every time that dog sees me, he cringes so low that for 2 years I thought I had a dachshund.
Well, what would you consider a perfect life for yourself?
Oh, I'd like to go far away from Hollywood. Live a peaceful life and spend my time collecting butterflies.
Butterflies? But, Dan, that's cruel. You have to catch them, kill them, and mount them with pins.
Oh, Dottie, I'd never do that. I'd just catch the lovely creatures and then let them fly away.
Really, I've never known anyone gentler than you. Oh, excuse me, Dan. I'll see who it is. Hello?
Hello, Dottie?
Yes, who is this?
It's me, Eddie. Is that Rat Mayor?
What are you talking about?
Look, I know you can't talk in front of him, but be brave. I'll be there soon to save you.
Eddie, you don't know what you're talking about. If you think
don't get hysterical, kid. Just fight him off till I get there and keep your chin up. On a second thought, keep it down. That's where he likes to slug girls.
You look upset, Dottie. Who was that?
Eddie Bracken, and he's on his way over here.
Oh, that should be very pleasant. I've always wanted to meet him.
Yes, but do you know what he's coming over here for?
No, what?
To beat you up.
To beat me up?
Yes. He's one of those moviegoers who thinks you're the same in real life as those characters you portray on the screen.
Oh, no.
Yes, he just saw Manhandled, and he thinks you were on the level. He probably imagined you're slugging me and trying to throw me off the roof right now.
Well, we'll have to explain to him that he's all wrong.
You don't know Eddie Bracken. Hey, I've got an idea. When he gets here, you act just as tough as you did in the picture. I'll bet the kids who heard Pretty Baby on the hit parade for the first time a few months ago had no idea their moms and dads had it on their hit parade way back in 1916. Just to prove that mom and dad aren't squares, we'd like to do it again. And here it is. Everybody loves a baby. That's why I'm in love with you. Pretty baby. Pretty baby. And I'd like to be your sister, brother, dad, and mother, too. Pretty baby, pretty baby. Won't you come and let me rock you in my cradle of love? And we'll cuddle all the time. Oh, I want a loving baby, and it might as well be you. Pretty baby of mine.
Everybody loves a baby, that's why I'm so in love with you.
Ooh, baby, oh, baby.
If you'll only say you love me, we could start fighting pigeons and woo.
Baby, oh, baby. Won't you come and let me rock you in my cradle of love? And we'll cuddle all the time. Oh, I want a loving baby, and it might as well be you. Pretty baby, of, pretty baby, of, pretty baby of mine.
Wherever you go, folks echo the praises of Seal Test old-fashioned coconut ice cream.
Old-fashioned coconut.
Oh, nut.
It's really wonderful.
Earthful.
See what I mean?
Why not try some tonight?
I will.
It's a treat you'll repeat again and again. Velvet-smooth coconut ice cream with a zingy tropical tang, jam-packed with crunchy bits of fresh, nut-sweet coconut. For a wonderful old-fashioned treat, get the Seal Test Flavor of the Month, old-fashioned coconut ice cream. Stop in wherever you see the famous red and white Seal Test symbol and
get the best, get Seal Test.
Charles. This is Dottie's house.
It's a pretty classy joint.
Yeah. She's in there with that rat now. I tell you what we'll do. See, I'll go in there and you wait out here in the garden, see?
Well, what happens if the gang gets tough with you?
Well, if you hear me singing a song, that means I'm in trouble and you come right in.
Uh-huh. Well, what song do you intend singing?
Oh, any popular song Some Enchanted Evening.
Uh-huh. Okay, just as soon as I hear you singing, I dash right in, I put the slug on a guy.
Yeah, right? And for heaven's sake, don't wander away from here. This guy's liable to kill me.
Well, okay, you're right.
All right, remember, Some Enchanted Evening. Here I go. Stand back, Dottie. Here I am.
Oh, Eddie, I'm so glad you got here.
What do you think you're doing here, punk?
I came in here to teach you a lesson.
Teach me a lesson?
Yeah, teach you a lesson. Why, I'll hit your nose so hard you'll have to sneeze through the back of your head.
Oh, yeah. I'll knock your teeth so far down into you that when you have a toothache, you'll have to treat it with a Dr. Scholl foot pad.
Yeah? That's what you say.
Yeah, that's what I say.
Yeah? Dottie, please leave.
Eddie, what are you going to do?
I'd rather not say. But I'd hate to shed blood in front of a woman. Please go.
All right, but be careful, Eddie. He's a killer.
Good evening. It's a lovely evening, ain't it?
What are you doing in my garden?
Well, I am known as Charlie the Fix, you see. I'm a friend of Eddie Bracken.
Well, that still doesn't explain what you're doing out here.
Yeah, well, he is inside, you see. He's taking care of a character of whom he is not fond. So, should it happen that my friend winds up on the losing side, then I am to go in and equalize the fracas.
You mean you're supposed to go in and beat up this other fellow?
Well, I would say that is the gist of it, yeah.
Say,
mm-hmm.
You're pretty cute.
Oh, well.
You're so tall and handsome. And tell me, has anybody ever told you you've got a cute dimple?
Well, no, not exactly, but there has been quite a bit of discussion about my Adam's apple.
You know, I'll bet you're quite a ladies' man.
Well, yeah, I have had my moments. But I tell you, I haven't had a romance since my true love left for Tehachapi.
And I'll bet you're the type of man who's true to her.
Oh, yeah. Every year I send her a valentine with a file in it.
Oh, the night is so lovely. How would you like to see the rest of my garden? Perhaps we could sit on a bench in the dark.
Well, I could think of one or two things that could be less pleasant. Let's go.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Huh. So you're the guy who goes around hitting women, huh?
Yeah, what about it?
Well, put up your dukes, you rat. I'm going to give you a chance to hit a man.
Yeah, that might be fun. Here goes. Got to say to that?
Some enchanted evening. You will meet a stranger. A stranger.
Get up on your feet.
Some enchanted evening. You will meet a stranger.
What are you doing, fighting or singing? I think I'll give you a real going over.
Some enchanted evening. You will meet a oomph across a oomph.
But Dan, Eddie's out cold.
Oh, I couldn't help it. He asked for it. Hand me that water.
Oh, he's coming around now.
Where am I?
You're in Dottie's house.
Oh, don't.
Don't hit me again. Scotty, don't let him hit me again.
Oh, Eddie, don't be silly. Dan wouldn't hurt a fly.
Oh, maybe not, but... Oh, what he does to people. And Charlie, what? Where were you when I needed you?
Well, I was just taking a stroll in the garden with Miss L'Amour.
A stroll in the garden with Miss L'Amour?
Yeah, yeah.
What were you doing out there?
I was having one enchanted evening.
In just a minute or so, the House Lights and Seal Test Variety Theater will go on and the folks in the audience will be leaving us. We hope most of you will be with us again next week because it's our last show of the season and we're trying our best to make it a knockout. If you'll stand by for a short message about our sponsors' products, we'll tell you the good news.
Did you know American farmers get almost one-sixth of their total income from dairy products? Yes, it's an important business, supplying the milk and milk products that America needs. National dairy companies work hand-in-hand with dairy farmers in a common search for ways to improve and increase milk production. Every day, our field men are in the milk barns, at the silos, in the pastures, assisting farmers on such things as pasture improvement and planning better ways to produce better milk. These national dairy specialists work not only with individual farmers, but with farm organizations, agricultural colleges, and U.S. Department of Agriculture representatives. They also cooperate with 4-H clubs, Future Farmers of America, and other youth groups, provide awards for them, and encourage people to make farm homes and become good farmers. In working with both the farmers of today and tomorrow, our aim is to help assure a continued and adequate supply of the dairy products so essential to health and well-being. And now here once again is your mistress of ceremonies, Dottie L'Amour.
Next Thursday, we've asked one of your favorite comedians back for a return engagement. We thought he'd be just the man to help us wind up the season in a gale of laughter. He's our old pal, Hal Perry, known at the Waterworks as the Great Gildersleeve. And now John Lang has a very important message for all of you. John, if you please.
Yes, Dottie, this is an important message. Especially important because next weekend is the 4th of July weekend holiday. Many people will go camping or hiking, and the risk from forest fires is greater than usual. Here are four simple rules that are easy to follow. Crush out all tobacco ashes. Break matches in two after using. Drown all campfires, then stir and drown again. Find out the law before using fire.
Thanks, John. Remember, friends, only you can prevent forest fires. Now it's time to say goodnight again. Dan Duryea, thanks for being with us tonight. Your appearance contributes to a fine cause, the establishment of the American Federation of Radio Artists Welfare Insurance Fund. For Eddie Bracken, Elvia Allman, Frank Nelson, Sheldon Leonard, Jerry Hausner, Henry Russell, the crew chiefs, and all of us, this is Dorothy L'Amour inviting you to be with us next Thursday at this same hour. In the meantime, we'll be thinking of you.
Sealtest Incorporated and tonight's Sealtest Variety Theater was written by Howard Harris and Sidney Zelenka. Directions by Glenn Hall Taylor. Tune in again next Thursday evening when Sealtest again presents the Sealtest Variety Theater starring Dorothy L'Amour and Eddie Bracken. And as our guest, the Great Gildersleeve. Sealtest Incorporated and Associate Companies are divisions of National Dairy Products Corporation. This is John Lang speaking.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.